Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kate Hennessy, and you are listening to Get Focused Radio. Stay with us for the next half hour, and let us inspire you and help you refocus when life gets in the way. Each week on Get Focused Radio, I'm going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create a more fulfilled and happy life. Connect with me after the show through Ask Kate Hennessy at GetFocusedRadio.com. Well, folks, we have a really special show for you today. We have Mark Romero with us, and I'm really excited about this because he's going to talk to you about vibrational success. So if you have any challenges with your energy or health, this is going to be a really great show for you. Mark Romero is founder and CEO of Mark Romero Music, Inc. He's an internationally known energy healer. He's a guitarist and a teacher. Mark has helped thousands of people worldwide to experience instantaneous healings and shifts in their perceptions. He's worked with Dr. Bruce Lipton, Marianne Williamson, T. Harv Eker, Mark Victor Hansen, and the Dharma Foundation, just to mention a few. Audiences have all positively received his work, which is an extremely unique combination of insight, live musical performance, and colorful narrative. For more information about all of this, go to markromeromusic.com. That's markromeromusic.com. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call-in number with you. You have the opportunity to phone in and ask Mark your questions, or just come on in and listen. The number is 1-888-435-1293. Again, 1-888-435-1293, and press 1. So, Mark, without any further delay, welcome to Get Focused Radio. I'm thrilled to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I've got to say, Mark, this is the first time I've ever done a show quite like this. You have one of the most unique techniques that I've ever heard of, and I want to get right into that. But first, I want you to tell our listeners how you changed the direction of your life, because this was not the way you were going 10 years ago.
No, definitely not. Anything far from it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like funny. We get presented with a model, you know, when we're growing up. You know, my father certainly set the example. You know, he was an executive manager, you know, had worked his way from entry level all the way up into executive management, and, you know, did well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I kind of bought into that model. I mean, this is what we're kind of presented with in society is, you know, you go to school, you get educated, you go get a job, and you begin this exodus of working your way up the corporate ladder, and the higher levels that you achieve of success, of course, the more joy, fulfillment, happiness, and riches and everything that you'll have. And that was what I bought into hook, line, and sinker. And over the mm-hmm. course of 19 years, I went from entry level all the way to CEO of my own multi-million-dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I found was that I had done all that, you know, and had the shiny car and the home in Southern California and a nice portfolio and all that good stuff, and I'm kind of like going, well, why am I not happy? Why am I unfulfilled? Why am I discontent? Why am I unhealthy? And I just realized there was something that was definitely not right. And
yeah.
For me, it kind of just, you know, it hit a pinnacle when, you know, my wife caught me in the hallway one night and she just said, hey, listen, I don't care how much money you're making. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream?
Behind every great man, right?
That's right. There's a woman to push and prod.
Even greater.
Focus with the barbecue fork to get us moving in new directions. Absolutely.
Perfect,
and,
yeah.
And
so you had her support.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And okay, so now how did you first discover that you had the ability to harmonize people's energetic fields? That's just so cool.
Well, you know, talk about experiences, and life always unfolds contrary to our best plans. You know, I was where I first became aware of this. I was playing one night at a wellness center here locally, and after I was done playing, the woman came up to me that ran the center came up to me, and she says, "You know, I hear these tones in your music. I know these scientists that are going to be very interested in your music." So I kind of gave her a CD. Quite honestly, I thought she was a little off her rocker and, you know, didn't really think anything more of it. And then a few months later, I got connected to this gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Jones, who was a former top consultant to NASA. He advised for the U.S. government. He had, you know, had been on the advisory board for science, I guess, under a couple of different administrations. And, you know, very high up in his work. And he was involved in this study of how can we lift people above the environment that we have created through the 80,000 man-made chemicals that have permeated into our air, food, and water, all of our cell phones, you know, laptop computers, technology that have so much become embedded in our daily lives.
Yeah.
And what they were able to determine in their study was all this stuff is causing static and interrupting our energy. And, you know, quantum physics has basically come and redefined the world that we live in. We're not independent, you know, flesh, bone, and muscle. We're actually extensions of this magnificent field of energy. We're all made of energy vibrating at different frequencies.
Right.
And the scientists were able to prove that all this stuff in our environment is actually interrupting our connection, causing stress, causing physical disharmony, lower levels of consciousness. And Doc felt that the only way that humanity was going to go to the next level was to find a way to lift them above the effects of these things. So music was one of the areas that they were looking at. And they got a hold of my CD, had done all this testing on it, and found that it helped accomplish this outcome. And this was when I became aware of that I was producing some sort of energetic frequency that was coming through my music. And then later, as I became more and more aware, I realized that it was a form of energy work that I could do with or without music. Music just happens to be my vehicle in which to convey that work.
Now, prior to that, when you were in the corporate world and, you know, and you were a musician, so, you know, you're an amazing musician. That didn't correlate with you, though. You weren't putting, you know, we have this energy field around us. And this is science. This has been proven. When they first said to you, well, look, this is what we're getting out of your music, honestly, what was your initial reaction? Like, you're all cuckoo bananas, or?
I thought they were high on crack or something, you know, quite honestly. I mean, I thought they were off their rockers because, you know, I'd never heard of energy. I had not been exposed to the science of quantum physics, even though, you know, I'd certainly have heard of Einstein and E equals MC squared and all these good things that we've been exposed to.
Right.
But, you know, to that depth, you know, I'd never really addressed those issues. So it was way beyond my thoughts and beliefs and my perception of the world that we live in. And, you know, and quite honestly, I thought they were nuts. I'm like kind of going, what? Come on. Until I started witnessing the demonstrations of how the music instantly makes you stronger, improves your strength, your flexibility, your endurance, your coordination and balance when it plays in the environment, and then through other forms of testing, they were able to demonstrate to me how this music actually null and voids the effects of these negative influences that we're all exposed to in our environment.
Yeah. Why do you think it's so essential for people to discover the importance of harmonizing and optimizing their energetic fields?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I love to use the guitar as a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have the facets and aspects of our lives in which we express ourselves through. That's the strings. You know, we take action through those facets and aspects. You know, we go to work, we you know, communicate in our relationships, we go to the gym or exercise, you know, we take action through those facets. That's the strumming and plucking. And then, of course, we produce results. That's the music that we express through our life expression. And I don't care how masterfully you play the guitar, you can be the best guitarist in the world, but if your strings aren't in tune, you're never going to play beautiful music or reach your full potential. And unfortunately, we live in a world where the majority of us are out of tune. I mean, all we have to do is look at the headlines and we realize that we live in a world that is suffering from disharmony, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten out of alignment with this magnificent field of energy. And so, you know, it's essential for each and every one of us to bring ourselves in harmony. When we are in harmony, we can create what it is that we want to create, our life experience. You know, we can create dynamic relationships, ideal health. You know, we can be express a livelihood that makes our heart and soul sing. We can be prosperous. You know, those are all the aspects that we truly desire and that really, I believe, are our inherent right to be able to live a life like that. It's just we've got stuff in our environment and then, of course, those good old limiting stories in our own heads that have kind of interrupted that whole process. So my work's really all about helping people to create that harmony so that they can truly step into being the composers of their life experience and play beautiful music throughout every aspect of their life.
So what I'm understanding then is what's happening. We have some sort of interruption or energy interrupters, so to speak. And what would they be? What specifically are energy interrupters?
Well, it's any of the, you know, you think about how many chemicals that we're exposed to. I mean, look at it. Just if look at just our drinking water. You know, they put chlorine, chloramines, fluoride is still widely put in water. Lord knows why. I mean, you know, and these are things that we're all exposed to. That's just your drinking water if you're not doing any type of filtration or anything. You know, you think about smog, what the car puts out when you start up the car, everything that we're exposed to in our environment. And then that doesn't even include the technology. You know, we have cell phones, we have laptop computers that produce electromagnetic fields or what are commonly called EMFs. And this is in the researching that scientists are realizing that all this stuff is causing stress, not only that, but also, you know, impacting our overall health and well-being. So those are the energy interrupters.
Yeah. But Mark, those things, I mean, cell phones and the computers and I mean, we can certainly do something about our water to a point with filtration. We can do a little bit with regard to smog by limiting the vehicle use. But some things, you and I both know, are not going to go away. The computers are, you know, I thought it was a fad. Apparently it's here to stay. The same with cell phones and whatnot. These things are, you know, our children are using these things at younger and younger ages. That has to have some impact on their very early developed energy fields. So we can't get rid of these things. You know, I mean, if we do, then you're almost an outcast. You have no way to contact or be socially mediaized. So how are we going to live in a world that has so much of this energy interruption and kind of rise above it so that we can, you know, connect to our true power, so to speak?
Well, this is really where we get into energy and quantum physics and start getting an understanding of the world that we live in. See, everything vibrates. It produces a frequency, a resonance, everything, EMFs, chemicals, your own thoughts, your own beliefs, your own perceptions about life, all produce energetic vibrations or a frequency. Okay, one of the examples that I love to use is that of, remember the good old FM radio dials, you know, that would have 88.5 on one end and 108.7 or whatever on the other end,
yeah.
And you have all these frequency ranges in between. Well, everything that we're exposed to in the world broadcasts, let's say, between 88.5 and 90.0, okay,
right,
on the FM dial. So when you're in that station range, you're picking up the transmission of all these energy interrupters, everything in our modern-day world. Well, what if there was a way to be able to move you from 88.5 to 92.7 on that dial? Therefore, what's going to happen is you're no longer able to pick up the transmission of those frequencies that are occurring at 88.5 that are interrupting your energy. And I've seen demonstrations about it. There's a technique called applied kinesiology where you can actually check your body's strength to how it reacts to things in the environment. When you have a negative influence like a cell phone or a diet soda or something that's not good for you, your body will go weak. Across the board. I've seen it a million times. Well, you turn on the music and you retest the people. They're no longer going weak anymore. They're no longer being negatively impacted by those negative influences in the environment. Why? Because the person has actually moved up that radio dial and tuned into a new station, and they're no longer able to receive the broadcast of those negative influences. So no, we don't have to give up our computers and our iPads and the latest, greatest little widgets we have. But what we do need to learn is to become aware of our personal energy and how we can actually change our personal energy to higher frequency bandwidth and therefore no longer receive the transmission of these negative influences in the environment. And this is the work that I'm involved in. And it can be done. And the result is a tremendous reduction of stress, improved physical energy, you know, your strength, your flexibility, all these aspects are improved. Your memory, your focus, your intuition, your creativity, all are enhanced. And we want all those things enhanced and, you know, to improve the quality of our life. We want to operate at an optimal level. And that's what happens when we move our, where we tune into a new station, so to speak, on the radio dial.
Right. Now, of all of the these energy interrupters, what do you think is the most powerful negative interrupter that we have to deal with?
You know, the answer to this always surprises people, but the most powerful energy interrupter of them all are the limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions and stories that we have created about ourselves and about the world that we live in. You know, you think about it, we're told from day one when we're born and we're children that life is a certain way, that, oh, you know, you get a parent or maybe a teacher, somebody that tells you you're no good, you'll never amount to anything, you're not good enough. And, you know, we incorporate these beliefs into our operating system software of our minds, and that's what runs our life experience. And the things that people need to realize, and this is really hard, you know, it's hard for me to really embody initially, was that you are the creator of your life experience. Everything that you experience in your life is mirroring back to you the thoughts, the beliefs, the perceptions that you hold as true in your mind, in your state of being. And so, you know, this is the most potent of all are those limiting stories, the ones that say I'm not good enough, I'll never amount to anything, that I'm a victim, that life is out of my control, that money is the root of all evil, or that to be successful you got to work 23 out of 24 hours a day. These are the thoughts, the beliefs that we've implemented really across society and many of us individually. And because your thoughts, your beliefs, and your perceptions shape and shift your experience, that's the way that life is.
And so people in general, they're their own interrupters, so to speak, right? Because we're probably the most powerful energy source, right, yourself. And then if you are limiting that, then you're interrupting that outgoing energy flow.
Well, and that's true, but it's not such, you know, it's not all a bad thing. You know, we came here to experience life, okay, through the experience process is how we evolve and unfold, and quite honestly is how life is evolving and unfolding through each and every one of us. Now, in order for us to experience the warmth of day, we need to also experience the cold of night, right? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we have these situations where we experience poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could experience what it's like to be wealthy. See, you could not experience being wealthy if you didn't have anything to compare it to.
So we live in this
world of duality where we've kind of gotten off the track is that we got caught up in the cold of night or in the poverty. We made that the truth about us, and that's the way that life is, rather than using those experiences as a way for us ultimately to experience life and ultimately to evolve and unfold. So, you know, I know this is kind of like getting into heavy stuff, and, you know, the esoterics and the wisdom traditions have been trying to teach us about this stuff for thousands of years, but this is what I love about quantum physics is because this is all becoming verifiable through science, through the science of quantum physics and energy. Every thought, every belief, every perception, who you are being transmits frequency to this field, and the field of energy responds back to you. So your life, no matter what it is that you're experiencing, is an opportunity for experiencing yourself and who you are being. And that's why the ultimate goal is to change who we are being, change who you're being, and the world will shape and shift to match.
And try not to limit yourself mentally. I know for me and the way that I've lived most of my life is my mantra is don't ask, don't get. And yes, sometimes people will say no, but you can't let that stop you. So you say, okay, fine, and moving forward, right? Pushing that energy forward. Do you think that when you help people overcome their limiting stories and beliefs, right, that you say, you know, we've been printed into our belief structures, how do you help people overcome these things through your work?
Well, and this is kind of, you know, when I discovered that this music null and voided energy interrupters in the environment, you know, my thought was, well, if they null and void energy interrupters in the environment, the music does, why not, would it not also help to null and void the energy interrupters in our heads? So I started composing pieces of music to my coaching clients. So the very first woman that I worked with, she had a very common issue. You know, I'd been attracting the same kind of man for 8 years, you know, not very nice, not non-committal. You know, a typical story we've all heard or experienced at one time or another in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking, and, you know, in the conversation, you can listen to what people say, and their words will mirror reflect what it is that they think and where their beliefs are at. And I could tell that she was holding on to resentment. So I did inquiry, and ended up that she had unresolved issues with her father, you know, had resentment there. And I said, listen, are you open to forgiving your dad? And she said, yeah, you know what, I am. I said, okay, I'm going to play a piece of music on forgiveness. So I just took a deep breath, and out comes a piece of music. I'd never played it before. I recorded it, sent it to her. I said, you know, play this in your environment. Let's see what happens. She called me up 2 days later. She goes, Mark, you're not going to believe this. I said, well, what's up? She goes, my father called me today. And he said, you know what, 10 years is way too long to have unresolved issues. Are you open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation and forgiveness? And she said, you don't understand. My dad's like macho man guy. He would never do anything like that. I said that because everything that outpictures in your life is a mere reflection of you. You set the intention to forgive. You started working with this piece to actually create the resonance or the frequency of forgiveness within you, okay? And the world began to shape and shift and match, including your relationships. She didn't have to pick up the phone and call her dad. He called her out of the blue. And I'm like, going, wow, that's the power of what happens when we change our energy or our state of being.
Now, would that have, is that something that you would call, is that what you describe as musical mantras?
Yes, correct. That's the, I call those intentional little pieces of music, musical mantras. And, you know, you utilize them to shift your energy. And I think this is one of the things that we're all becoming aware of, is that the key to change is within ourselves. It's not out there. I mean, we all know people have done this exercise program or that diet routine, and 10 years later are still struggling with their weight, because you can't change outside yourself. You have to change you inside, and then the outside will change to match.
Now, just going back on that, have you had any luck with people, say, with that, dieting, losing weight? How would this help someone get physically, never mind losing weight, but physically healthy again?
Well, here's the interesting thing that happens, okay? And I can use from my own experience, because I struggled with my weight for many years, and feedback that I've gotten from people that have engaged in like some of my health and vitality series stuff. And here's what happens. It's like things start showing up. So I'll give an example from my own thing. So a couple years back, I go and get my blood work done like we're all supposed to do. I find out I have high cholesterol, 244, you know. And, of course, what does my doctor want to do? He wants to put me on Ritalin. He wants to put me on statins, you know.
That I don't think your wife wants you on Ritalin.
No, I think my old teachers probably would have wanted me on Ritalin back in the day, but fortunately they didn't have it then. So, you know, they wanted to put me on statin. Well, I'm like kind of going, well, I don't want to go on statin. So I'm engaging in some pieces and some processes to shift my energy. So a few weeks later, I'm at a Starbucks, and I'm talking, I had like a meeting there or somebody, and I hear this guy talking, oh, yeah, you know, I got this program, and people have reduced their cholesterol by, you know, tremendous amounts. So I'm like going, whoa, what's that? I go talk to this guy. Ends up he's got this software-based workout program to optimize your metabolism. To me, it resonated, felt good, showed up in my experience. So I engaged. I took the program on. 6 months later, I go get my blood work done. I drop from 244 to 172. Okay?
Wow.
And huge drop. No medication, nothing. And on top of that, I also looked at the emotional issues that are involved in regards to cholesterol, because there are emotional issues also. And so I'm like kind of going, this is how it works. You start working with your energy, okay, and changing it, and things are going to show up in your life to help you shape and shift. Here's the course with my wife. You know, never liked working out. You know, she started working with some of these pieces around health and vitality. All of a sudden, she finds herself, like, enjoying working out. I'm like, I was freaked out. I'm like, oh, man, my wife in the gym lifting weights and working out and doing cardio and stuff? Never happened. And,
wow.
You know,
yeah.
She totally transformed her state of physicality. And I get emails from people saying, hey, this stuff's showing up. I had this Ayurvedic thing show up for me. Or, you know, all kinds of different things. It's different for everybody because we're all different expressions.
Yeah.
And ultimately have to find what works for us. But what I find is that when you engage in this, that things start showing up to support you in the overall desire, the overall goal of, let's say, optimizing your health or having more energy or, you know, being a size 4 or whatever it might be. And the pieces and things will show up to support you in bringing that to fruition, so you actually have the experience of creating that outcome in your life. And that's the game that we all really came here to play in life.
Of course. How can people engage in this work with you to optimize their energy and awaken to their magnificence?
Well, there's a couple different ways. I mean, initially, how I primarily expressed the work was through CDs and product series,
mm-hmm.
addressing the different aspects of people's lives. You know, back to the metaphor of the guitar, the 6 strings of human expression. So we have health, you know, livelihood, we have relationship, we have prosperity, we have spirituality, you know, our connection, joy and fulfillment string. And, you know, you engage in the series where it is that you want to shift and break through. So primarily through CDs, and then there's also environmental music to null and void the stuff in your environment. So that's where I initially started. And then I also do coaching work. So I do session work where I take people through a process of eliminating the blocks that are they're preventing them from being prosperous or having a good relationship or being more healthy, and take them through a process utilizing different pieces to help them shift their energy. I do group programs, coaching, all with this music involved. And then I do one-on-one work, extended coaching with people who are looking to shift from a career to fulfilling their callings in life. That's just an area that I love and I'm very passionate about. And then I also do live events. I do this work in real-life speaking programs, and I take people through processes on how to work with their energy and how they can be more empowered and be able to shift their energy, you know, anytime they need to shift it.
Well, Mark, I'm fascinated by this whole concept of vibrational success, and I would love to just mention again for anyone that would like to get in touch with Mark and be involved in any of these really amazing techniques that he offers, go to markromeromusic.com. Again, markromeromusic.com. Mark, we're out of time. I can't believe it went by that fast. I want to thank you so much. I just find you absolutely fascinating, and we'll talk again soon. Please, everyone, join me every Thursday at 11:30 to listen to some amazing guests. Next week on Get Focused Radio, my guests will be the unstoppable Frankie Picasso, a professional hypnotist, instructor, and author of Midlife Mojo. I want to remind everyone that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives. Make sure that you register at www.beadonor.ca. 2 minutes today can mean a new life to someone tomorrow. On behalf of my guest Mark Romero and myself, Kate Hennessy, we wish you an amazing day. Thanks again, Mark, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank
you. See
you
all next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.